Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today says could get some thunderstorms this morning and then a continuing chance for that the rest of the day. We'll have a high around 77. Kenosha right now is 65 degrees. It is raining in Burlington, where it's 62. Light rain in Milwaukee, 63. And at the reporting station here in Racine, there is light rain now reported, 65 degrees. A public works employee for the village of Mount Pleasant taken to Frederick Hospital with life-threatening injuries struck by a car while on the job at Green Bay Road and Shirley Avenue. The worker, outside of his truck, in a reflective safety vest when it happened. The 55-year-old driver from Mount Pleasant was cooperative, according to police. They say that alcohol did not appear to be a factor. The Wisconsin State Patrol's Accident Reconstruction Unit is helping with the investigation. The Village of Caledonia's proposed 2019 budget includes a new administrator needed in the second quarter.
The worst kept secret in village history is that I'm retiring in April of next year.
Tom Christensen's successor may get total compensation near $150,000. He told the Board of Trustees the hope is to get health care down to a zero increase, their provider looking right now at about a 7% increase. Tax incremental district debt repayment, he said, needs another $250,000.
I've given a couple options to do that. One includes putting it on the levy, which is the one I'm going to recommend, but I've given you the board a couple options, and there may be more, and you may have ideas that I haven't had as we go through with the budget deliberations, but we need to up the payment for the tit-for debt.
Across the board, pay increases are part of the budget as well. Also, bringing development duties in-house, going to hire somebody to handle that. October budget workshops will lead to a November 5th public hearing, and then a final vote that night by the village board. 7 o'clock tonight is the Racine Common Council meeting. It'll be the first gathering of the group since the passing of veteran alderman Rady Hahn. A memorial is scheduled at the very beginning of that meeting tonight. The business agenda, meanwhile, includes Council President Jason Meekma seeking a city clerk's office presentation regarding election security with the new voting machines. And there's the recommendation from the Park and Rec Board to name the middle of West Park and the gazebo the Mark D. Gates Courtyard. 18-year-old Jamari Cook of Kenosha gets 9 years in prison for his role in the death last year of Olivia McKay at the city's lakefront. The 17-year-old McKay killed at Pennoyer Park Beach by 20-year-old Daniel Tate, who was sentenced to life in prison without a chance at parole. Cook pleading guilty to helping hide the body, which was found along a roadside in Mount Pleasant. Kenosha Judge Bruce Schrader saying he was stunned at Cook's indifference in the case. Meanwhile, the family of McKay is holding a fundraiser this coming Saturday at 4120 7th Avenue. They're trying to continue building a memorial scholarship fund for helping students involved with international studies. McKay studied three languages when she was at Indian Trail High School and Academy, and even saved money from two jobs to take a trip to China. Her family is hoping the scholarship fund gets to the level of maybe creating a foundation in her memory. Wisconsin Realtors Association says August home sales in the southeast corner down almost to 1% from a year ago. Median prices up 3.6%. 8 months showing a 1.8% decline in sales, a 6.2% jump when it comes to the median prices. What are the more local numbers? Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
August home sales were up 7.2% in Kenosha County, 4.6% in Racine County, but down 0.7% in Milwaukee County. Median prices rose 3% in Kenosha County, 5.8% in Milwaukee County, but dropped 0.9% in Racine County. For the year-to-date, Kenosha County sales were up 3.6% and 0.5% in Milwaukee County, but down 3.2% in Racine County. Median prices over those 8 months rose 9.4% in Racine County and 6% in both Milwaukee and Kenosha counties. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation requesting a $5 million annual funding increase through fiscal year 2021 for the biennial 2019-21 budget, WEDC requesting $93.1 million compared to the $76.8 million in the 2017-19 budget cycle. WEDC for 2019 hoping to help 4,500 businesses and a few more communities and partner groups than for this year. Well, the public's got a chance to see the new design for the Wisconsin Valley Science and Technology Research Park in Mount Pleasant. It's a new sneak peek video that's out, and it's grabbing all kinds of attention. It's about 4 minutes worth of background music for the three-dimensional visual imagery of what Foxconn is planning for areas 1, 2, and 3 of the new campus. You get to see all the different buildings and the infrastructure, as well as the landscaping, the pathways, the roads, and more. Even the driverless cars are included. The office of Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave saying the video, a chance for the public to really understand what is being created on that 2,900-acre site. A former Kenosha Unified School District student suing the district now in federal court claims of repeated harassment by fellow classmates because he's gay and got little help from administrators. Guadalupe Perez indicating that the harassment began in third grade at the Edward Bain School of Language and Art, and it continued at Harborside Academy and at Reuther. And by the time he got to Tremper High School, Perez says he needed psychiatric treatment. The lawsuit indicates he was told by school administrators to simply avoid those who were harassing him. He also refused a project assignment with his chief antagonist involved, and that led to a three-day suspension from school. Paredes seeking compensation in terms of damages from Kenosha Unified and five either current or former administrators. And Kenosha police say that a one-year-old toddler walked out of his home near 40th Street and 28th Avenue holding an open beer bottle as his mother and other children slept. Happened in the early morning recently. A resident reported the boy, only in a diaper. Officers got there, directed to a home by another neighbor with the front door that was open. They confronted what reports indicate was an intoxicated woman. A relative was brought into the home to take care of the children, while police took care of the woman. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in podcast form in the local news section and throughout the day at WRJN News. That is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.